Hello and welcome to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Belinda Walia, and today's guest works with people who carry a lot of responsibility, visibility, expectations, and emotional load, often without realizing how much strain their system is under. Zivka Hristova supports professionals, creatives, and people in positions of responsibility who are outwardly capable, thoughtful, and driven, yet internally stretched. Her work focuses on emotional capacity, nervous system regulation, and self-trust, helping people understand how stress accumulates over time and how to create steadiness without forcing change. Rather than encouraging people to push through or perform better, Zivka's approach centers on awareness, regulation, and alignment, allowing people to respond to life with more clarity, presence, and choice. Zivka, it's a pleasure to have you with us today. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Belinda. Thank you so much for having me today. It's such a pleasure to be here.
You're welcome. Now, Zivka, your work sits at the intersection of self-awareness, emotional regulation, and deep inner alignment. What originally drew you into this line of work?
Most of people who come to me are high performing and they lead, they provide, build, and make decisions every day. And from outside, their lives looks stable and often successful, but internally, they feel constant pressure. They don't fully relax, they don't fully exhale. They're successful, but not peaceful. And many of them are tired of chasing. Often they're chasing outcomes, growth, validation, the next level of success. What brings them to me isn't the failure, it's exhaustion from surviving at a high level.
What you're describing is something we don't talk about enough, I think, that exhaustion that can sit behind success. Like you said, from the outside, everything looks accomplished and steady, but internally, there's the constant pressure to keep performing, to keep achieving. And I know a lot of people like that. And what I'm hearing is that it's not about failure at all. It's about people realizing they don't want to just survive at a high level anymore. They actually want to feel at peace within the whole concept of it. And you often work with people who appear high functioning and, as you said, on the outside, but they feel internally stretched or unsettled. What do you notice most often beneath the surface when people first come to you?
I focus on the emotional capacity rather than emotional control. And emotional capacity is the ability of feel life without shutting down or overriding yourself. It's being able to experience ambition, responsibility, conflict, visibility, and stay grounded in your body. And many high-performing people, especially men, they're disconnected from their bodies in order to succeed. They don't know how to express their feelings. They're so shutting down inside. They operate from strategy and logic and stay so much in their head instead of connecting the mind and body and soul. But when the heart and the brain are not aligned, there is the internal tension. And that's where they experience stress, overwhelming, leads to anxiety, depression, affects the whole areas of life, the family, their connection with the family, the kids, all areas in life. And scientifically, the heart and the brain are in constant communication through the nervous system. And when we experience various stress, the heart rhythm becomes chaotic, and that chaotic signal keeps the brain in survival mode. But when we are calm and regulated, the heart rhythm becomes coherent, smooth, and stable, and that signal tells the brain we are safe. And emotional capacity is the ability to leave that coherent state more often.
Yes, and that's so beautifully explained. Thank you for that, because that connection is so distinctive between emotional control and emotional capacity. It's such an important element, isn't it? And what you're talking about is that integration, the ability to feel ambitious and responsible, even under pressure, without disconnecting from yourself in the process. And when the heart and brain fall out of sync, as you described, that's when we see the stress spill into every area of our life, in our relationships and our work life. So this isn't just about performance, it's about safety in the body as well, creating that coherence where someone can succeed and still feel grounded and present. And I love the way that you explain that. So many people that you support are navigating that pressure and responsibility and decision making. How does the nervous system influence the way we respond to those demands?
Many of people I support are used to managing themselves. And what happens when self-management becomes unsustainable is often self-management is the control, pushing through, staying composed.
Yes.
But if someone lives in fight or flight mood too long, the nervous system stays activated, the body tightens, the heart rhythm stays irregulated, the brain stays on alert. You are becoming productive but disconnected. You outside you look strong, but you're tired inside, and that's where all the anxiety and depression are coming from, as we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And when people realize the issue isn't the discipline, is the regulation of the nervous system.
Yes.
And the long-term stress shape the way people relate to themselves, their work, and others. And the long-term stress keeps people in the survival mood. In survival, you either fight harder to or emotionally withdraw. And you relate to yourself through performance. You only feel okay when you're achieving. And over time, stress separates the heart and mind, and you think one thing but feel another. And that internal split drains the energy.
And what you're describing, it is really relatable, Shivka, because it's such a quiet and powerful shift within, from that self-management to self-regulation. And on the surface, it can look like strength and discipline. You feel all put together. But if the nervous system is constantly in that fight or flight, that productivity comes at the cost of connection. And when someone starts relating to themselves purely through performance, that internal split between what they think and what they feel becomes exhausting. I'm sure a lot of people that are in are high achievers, or even those who aren't. The reality is that helping people move out of that survival and back into alignment with themselves is, in fact, what you do, and that's so powerful in itself. And you speak about creating that safety within the body before change can truly happen. Why is the internal sense of safety so important to you?
Yes, the body plays a big role in how we experience pressure and decisions making. The body decides before the mind explains. And if your nervous system feels unsafe, you will chase and you will push and you will try to control the outcomes. But when the nervous system is regulated and the heart and brain are coherent, everything shifts. You stop forcing and you start responding. And not many people are familiar with that state. And this is what many people also call being in high vibration. But high vibration isn't the excitement of or hype, it's the regulation, it's the coherence. It's the balance from, and from that state, leadership becomes calm and magnetic.
Yes, and I think, Zivka, because when someone feels unsafe inside, of course they push, they chase, they try to control everything. But when the nervous system feels steady, the energy completely changes again. And it's not about the hype of intensity, but about calm regulation.
Yes.
And I think that's such an important point as well. And from that grounded place, leadership naturally becomes more magnetic because you're no longer forcing outcomes. You're operating from balance and clarity. And people often believe they just need to cope better. Why does that idea sometimes keep them stuck?
Because coping is still survival. And it makes you stronger and enduring pressure, but it doesn't restore the internal alignment. And most people don't need more coping strategies. They just need the nervous system regulation and the heart-brain coherence, because without coherence, success feels heavy.
Thank you for that, Zivka. Thank you for your valuable insight. So, we're going to take a short commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach. Here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Belinda Walia, and today I'm in conversation with the amazing Zivka Hristova. Zivka, welcome back.
Thank you, Belinda.
Now, before the commercial, we were talking about grounding ourselves in leadership, becoming more magnetic. You support individuals navigating visibility and responsibility and leadership, but what emotional pattern stems to the surface as people step into greater roles?
Visibility often amplifies the unresolved patterns. For example, fear of judgment, fear of failure, or fear of losing control. And if the nervous system is dysregulated, leadership feels very heavy, and if the heart and brain are coherent, leadership feels steady. True authority comes from the inner alignment, not the control. And often these patterns, people do not realize we carry in our subconscious mind, coming from past traumas, also generational trauma. Yeah. And when we have a bigger visibility and also want to attract our clients, you know, more business, going to the next level, breaking the financial ceilings, for example, to go to the next level of the business and hold more money or attract clients, investors, all these fears of judgment or failure or losing control, they subconsciously surface in our body, and emotions we're holding can stick in the body from the past experiences without even noticing it. And that's where we self-sabotage, for example.
Yes, and that's such an important insight, Sivka, because visibility doesn't create those fears. It amplifies what's already sitting underneath the surface. And if someone's nervous system is unsettled, leadership can feel heavy and exposing. And I understand that completely. And I like the fact that you brought up the fear factor, because, of course, when a part of many people don't realize, I think, when they're trying to grow, earn more, be more visible, it's not just strategy that's involved, it's their nervous system too. And I think that's the part people don't understand. If there's old fear sitting in their body, fear creates judgment and it can create that self-sabotaging mindset. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because it is exhausting actually focusing on those fear factors, and because they're actually sitting in that subconscious mind, and it's important to address those issues within those internal thoughts and what is sitting in a person's body. And I think they're very valuable insights, again, because I know often you speak about the subconscious mind, and a lot of what you talk about has to do with trusting yourself again, following your inner self-trust. And you speak about self-trust as a skill that can be developed. What does self-trust look like in everyday situations?
Yeah, it's often someone learns early in their life that they had to be strong and silent or emotionally contained. That wiring lives in the body. And even as a successful adult, the nervous system may still operate from subtle survival patterns. And the generational beliefs about money, power, or emotional expression can shape how somebody leads today. And the body remembers the survival long after the threat has passed, for example. And the self-trust is the coherence, is when your heart says yes and your mind agrees, and making decisions without panic. And it's not chasing the validation, it's acting without forcing. And there is a research around this. People like Greg Braden speak about the heart-brain coherence occurring at around 1.0 hertz, roughly six slow breaths per minute. At that rhythm, the heart and brain synchronizes. And when that happens, the emotional regulation improves. You know, clarity increases, the nervous system shifts out of the survival mode. So self-trust isn't just the confidence, for example, it's the psychological alignment. When your heart and mind are coherent, you feel steady. And from that steadiness, you can make better decisions naturally. It just follows.
Yes. And I love the way that you actually explain that. And again, giving that explanation, Zivka, makes self-trust feel much deeper than just confidence. And I love that description, because it's not just positive thinking. Sometimes positive thinking can be, when you're trying to lead that positiveness all the time, it can become quite toxic as well. It's that inner alignment where the body no longer reacts from old survival patterns that you're talking about. And when, so if people really have to deal with that past experience and let that go and come into alignment of acceptance as well. And when the heart and mind are in sync, like you said, of course, then decisions don't come from panic or pressure. They come from that steadiness. And in my TED talk, I talk about how the head, the heart and the gut have to be aligned for you to make better decisions. All of those elements have to be in sync, and it is all about self-trust and that steadiness. And that's such a powerful shift, because from that regulated place, clarity and leadership can follow naturally without being forced or, you know, being intentional. It can just come with productivity and flow without too much stress. And that's wonderful, the way that you've described it. So thank you so much, Zivgar, so far. We're going to take another commercial break. With a word from our sponsors, we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Belinda Walia, and we're continuing this fascinating conversation with Zivgar Hristova. Zivgar, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Belinda.
Now, Zivgar, before the break, we were talking about how self-trust shouldn't be confused with confidence. And there's different signs that people have in their body system that actually indicates that they are lacking that confidence or the alignment isn't there. And burnout is often discussed after all of this happens in our body. What do you notice in people before they reach that point? Because I'm one of those people back in the day when I was teaching and in that role of authority as well. I often had burnout and it was exhausting and I wasn't productive at all. So what would you advise people?
Yes, before the burnout happens, the coherence drops, the inspiration fades, for example, the presence narrows, and you don't experience any more joy. for what you're doing, what would you like to focus on? And you procrastinate, and you stop functioning. It feels disconnected from what you're building. And burnout often begins as internal misalignment.
Let me get this clear. If I am saying this correctly, I feel that it's not about laziness or the lack of drive. It's the actual quiet disconnection that you've spoken about that happens before burnout fully hits. And when the joy fades and everything starts to feel heavy, it's often a sign of internal misalignment. And that's what's going on here, that misalignment. So the real question becomes not how do I push harder or where have I drifted away from myself. It's all about recovery, and it's all about healing and understanding your past experiences, where that trauma might be sitting, where your nervous system may have been impacted more so than anything else. Is that correct? Is that what we're focusing on here? Because how does a person really build that awareness or that change, the way people respond to stress rather than react to it?
Yes, the awareness is the greatest pace, and that's where everything starts from. Listening to your body, how it responds. And when someone understands that stress is a nervous system response and it's not a personal flaw or shame drops, and when shame drops, regulation becomes possible, and that awareness alone begins restoring the coherence. And I'm focused on also the emotions. We often suppress emotions. We are so busy chasing the next step, the next success, the next decision, without really noticing our emotions and dealing with the emotions. And if you think about it, your body is like a cup, and if you're filling that cup with water, and it will come to the point when the water will spill off and you will be full cup, and that's where you're gonna all the emotions, all your past experience you have not deal with, it will come in the surface, and that's where the body starts responding. That's where you're feeling sick, that's where you have the pains in the lower back, for example, in different areas of your body. It affects the physical body because you have not deal with the emotions and the trauma you're holding in.
Yes. And that, again, I'm sure a lot of our listeners will be able to relate to, because stress is held in the body. And that's such a grounded way of explaining it, Zivka, because I think when people understand that stress is a nervous system response, not a personal flaw, the shame really does, you know, it really does begin to lift, I think. And from there, awareness becomes the turning point. If we keep suppressing emotions, I know a lot of people, even people that I know in my personal space, they hold stress and it impacts their back, and they get back pain every time they're stressed about something. Or people, their cortisol levels, when that increases, that makes their sugar level go high. It impacts our body in so many different ways. And if we keep suppressing emotions and just keep pushing forward, eventually the body will speak for us. So it shows us, doesn't it? So this work is really about creating space to feel, process and regulate before that overflow turns into burnout or physical symptoms. And your work, this is the most interesting part of your work, I think, as well. Not that nothing else is interesting, but I love this aspect of your work as well, Zivka, because your work blends spiritual intelligence with nervous system precision. Now, can you walk us through how that actually looks when someone starts working with you?
Yes, of course. In my 3 months program, for example, one-to-one work, first we begin with the nervous system recalibration. as most leaders are not limited by strategy, they're limited by internal wiring. We identify first where the body is holding the survival patterns, the personal trauma, and also the generational trauma.
Yeah.
Also the inheriting beliefs about money, safety, and power. The inherited emotional suppression and inherited fight or flight responses. Through my World Life Coach method, what happened is we update the nervous system without reliving the past. We release the stored trauma patterns, clear the generational stress imprints, and we restore the heart-brain coherence. And when the survival patterns relax, the energy becomes available again. And this is what I refer to as DNA activation, for example, unlocking the dormant potential that we all have in our body that was suppressed by fear. And at that point, the leadership expands, the clarity expands, the capacity expands to hold more money, attract the love you want in your life. Everything comes natural. You're magnetized, your energy attracts all the opportunity and what would you like to manifest or the way you want to create your life. It's not becoming someone new. It is about removing the inherited pressure so someone can embody who they already are. It's connecting with you, who you are, and your full potential.
You're talking about helping them remove what's been sitting on top of who they already are. And when the survival patterns begin to settle, it makes sense that energy, clarity, and even opportunity feel more available. And that shift from pushing and performing to leading from a regulated, aligned place is where real expansion seems to happen naturally rather than through force. And you've developed something called the Wealth Light Codes method as well to help people reconnect with themselves, their original existence. What exactly are light codes and how do they help people shift the patterns that even therapy or mindset work couldn't touch?
Yes, the light codes, for example, it's a very unusual method. Mindset, meditations, affirmation cannot reprogram your mind and body at such deep levels. The light codes are structured energetic transmissions that work directly with the nervous system, and they help shift the body out of the chronic stress responses. And when the heart stabilizes, the brain expands perception. What I do actually, I work with your body is not, the body is not just emotional, it is architectural. And it runs on the nervous system, wiring the survival and attachment responses, suppressed voice patterns, unconscious relationship contracts, and memory stores in the fascia, spine, throat, and wombs. For example, what happens in a session is I do voice and breath recalibration. Your voice isn't just an expression, it's a command. Yes. When the voice is fragmented or suppressed, the body remains in that survival mode. And by restoring the clean voice, spine, and body signal, so your system stops bracing and starts responding coherently. Also, I structure the body repatterning. The body releases through movement and not through stories. And often clients experience spontaneous Balearian activation, spinal alignment, throat sacral reconnection. And it is not emotional catharsis, it's a neurological and somatic recoding.
And I think if a person feels that peace within themselves and are happy within themselves, that's what they end up attracting as well. And for listeners who recognize themselves in this conversation but don't know where to begin, what's a gentle first step they can take?
My advice, it will be just pause. You know, place your hand on your chest and take 6 slow breaths. Notice how your body feels. And if it doesn't feel calm, that's not a weakness. It just shows your nervous system asking for regulation.
And absolutely. And I think that's really important that people recognize that as well, that just those breathing, taking a moment for yourself, pausing and placing a hand on your chest, that you said 6 breaths. It sounds small, but it's so powerful. And I love what you're saying about feeling calm. It's not a weakness. It's information. It's your nervous system asking you for care, really, isn't it? And that awareness alone can begin to change everything. And finally, Zivka, if someone listening today recognizes themselves in this conversation but has learned to keep going regardless, what would you want them to pause and consider?
You don't have to fight your way through life. You can create a life, your dream, your wants, in a very different way, with ease, with alignment, with magnetizing you and with your own energy. And you don't have to chase every outcome. When your nervous system is regulated and your heart and mind are coherent, success feels very different. And my life, my story is a proof of that, because I was one of, you know, like everybody else, chasing all the time until I started listening to my own body. And that was my biggest lesson. Peace and ambition can exist together, and it is the true power. And that's what I'm here to help everyone to feel that, to understand that, to create, to step into the conscious leadership and create your life you desire in a different way.
And that's such a powerful way to end, Zivka. The idea that you don't have to fight your way through life. I love that. Thank you so much, Zivka, for your thoughtful and grounding conversation. It's fascinating what you do. It's been a pleasure exploring emotional regulation, capacity and alignment with you today. So thank you for that. And thank you to everyone listening to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. Now, Zivka, if people wanted to find you, where can they connect?
Yes, you can connect with me on LinkedIn, Facebook or Instagram, to my website also. I offer 30 minutes free consultation when we can discuss personally and see if we are aligned and how I can help you.
That's wonderful. And if today's conversation resonated, do share it with someone who may benefit. We'll close today's episode with Higher Love by Kiga and Whitney Houston, a reminder that steadiness and expansion can coexist. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Think about it. There must be a higher love down in the heart or hidden in the stars above. Without it, life is a wasted time.